WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting agenda includes possible action on closing a loophole in zoning regulations sought by owners of single-family homes.
It's kind of like the first time you try something or first time a model car comes out online, you know there's going to be some hiccups. Well, there are a few here. And I think we're going to be able to address that to the satisfaction of everyone.
Mayor Carl Mooney on our show said city staff worked with residents around College Hills Elementary School to tighten development regulations to prevent the building of multifamily structures in older single-family neighborhoods. A Bryan woman is accused of defrauding the state for between $5,000 and $60,000 in Medicaid benefits and food stamps. 40-year-old Christina Ayala was indicted by a Brazos County grand jury on two charges. Both are related to Ayala not reporting another adult was living at her home and contributing to her household income. Ayala is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $30,000. One of two Bryan residents arrested on manslaughter charges following a one-car crash almost 3 years ago has entered a plea agreement with the district attorney's office. 24-year-old Eric Sanchez Zepeda was sentenced to 10 years for his part in the drunk driving-related death of Herman Rodarte. A co-defendant, 25-year-old Anna Zuniga, is scheduled to face a jury trial later this month. Bryan police are investigating two unrelated shootings in a 15-hour period. An argument that started Monday night continued yesterday and led to gunfire at an apartment on Midwest Drive between Tanglewood and Broadmoor. A man was taken to a local hospital where he was treated and released. Tuesday night around 11, two people were shot during an attempted robbery at a home on West 16th, about one block south of Highway 21. BPD reports a 27-year-old man is hospitalized in critical but stable condition. A 24-year-old woman is treated for minor injuries. This week is Drinking Water Week, an effort to educate people on tap water and drinking water utilities. The city of College Station is helping with water conservation by replacing 5,000 residential water meters over the next 2 months. Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nations on our show says you should compare your water meter readings with your bill each month to ensure you don't have a water leak. For example, a leaky toilet could cost thousands of gallons each month.
Put a couple of drops of food coloring in the tank and just wait and don't flush. Put a couple of drops of food coloring in the tank, wait about 10, 15 minutes. And then if there's any of that food coloring goes into the toilet bowl, then you know it's leaking.
Nation says the meter replacement project, which should be completed by June, will better help monitor water usage. Tomorrow, you're being asked to wear red for Veds Day. It's part of Ryan's Challenge, a local nonprofit created to promote awareness and raise money for research of a life-threatening disease that affects at least one little boy in our community. Kyle Dolliver is Ryan Dolliver's father. Ryan was diagnosed with vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, or VEDS. VEDS affects all tissues, arteries, and internal organs, making them extremely fragile and can cause severe bruising. Kyle says the statistics are frightening.
There's a 30% chance of a life-changing event, if not death, by the age of 18, and an 80% chance of death before the age of 40.
For more information on Ryan's Challenge and to learn about Ryan's story, visit ryanschallenge.org and don't forget to wear red for VEDS tomorrow. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. You can text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant control treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
7-Eleven News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs of the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. We're going to take a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Low pressure moving across Oklahoma this morning. We'll try to send some showers and thunderstorms our way. We would have in the central part of the state this morning. Highs will be up around 85 today. Showers that have a tendency to end overnight, lows 65 to 70. Turning partly sunny and breezy for tomorrow, a high of 80 to 85. Tomorrow night clear, 60 to 65. Saturday sunny and quite warm. Highs will be somewhere between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now for Scott DeLucia. And, of course, Mr. Jason Cornelius is over there filling in on sports. How you doing today, sir?
Doing just fine, sir. How about you this morning?
Doing great. How, what you got coming up in sports for us?
Coming up in Aggie Sports, we're going to be talking softball, baseball, and track all getting underway this weekend. NBA playoffs, and, of course, the Astros had a big game last night against the Braves.
Great. All right, so I think it's fair to say that the current political climate in this country is pretty crazy going on right now. Can a couple survive today if they have different political beliefs?
I don't know. We heard about the guy that divorced his wife for Snapchatting her food. So
so things can get pretty dicey even when politics aren't involved.
And I feel like we've had stories even with political issues where people ended up separating.
Yeah, well, apparently the answer is no. No, they cannot.
Oh, okay.
A new survey found 1 in 10 couples, including married couples with different views about President Trump and other political issues, have recently ended their relationships. Most young people are even more likely to break up. Almost 1 in 4.
Well, yeah, they're looking to break up every other day.
They're just looking for a reason. Yeah. They're like, oh, you like Trump, so I'm going. Almost 1 in 4 millennial couples with different political views have ended things, according to the survey. Hmm. So if...
I wonder, though, if I feel like this is probably one of the first or maybe, you know, few presidents that has ever, you know, been an issue.
Yeah, you know,
just because he's probably one of the more controversial.
absolutely. If and if you do have some sort of a problem or not a problem with Donald Trump and it's causing some sort of an issue in your relationship, well, then maybe this can be something that can help everybody agree on something. Celebrity presidents are, of course, now a thing. And the next one up might just be Dwayne The Rock Johnson. In an issue of GQ recently, he says that it's a real possibility.
Real possibility. It's a real possibility for me to run one day.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true. Well, as for his affiliation, he's registered as an independent, and he refused to endorse either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton last year, even though they were both asking for his blessing. And I kind of like that. That speaks to me because I didn't like either of them either, honestly. I didn't want to endorse either of them myself. I've read the guy's book, too, and he just seems like a real class act, The Rock. I like him. He's a stand-up guy, and he seems like somebody, like I said, depending on his political views and what he actually would want to do, I might actually support The Rock for president. He said,
"Yeah, because he'll beat you up if you don't."
That's right. Say,
does he give the people's elbow to someone who disagrees with him?
Absolutely. Putin's going to come in and say, "I think," and he's going to say, "I don't care what you think." If you smell what the president is cooking. He said, quote, "I feel like I'm in a position now where my word carries a lot of weight and influence, which, of course, is why they want the endorsement. But it may sway an opinion, which I didn't want to do." That's what he said about endorsing Trump or Clinton. Asked how he thinks Trump is doing. He's pretty diplomatic, but he does say, quote, I'd like to see better leadership, and I'd like to see a greater leadership. He also says he completely disagrees with Trump's travel ban, so there's that. Mm. One other interesting fact about The Rock, his father is Samoan, or his mother is Samoan, and in the last census, the number of Americans who claimed he's half black on his father's side and half Samoan on his mother's side, and the number of Americans who claimed that ethnicity was 50,308, which is just above 0% of the population.
Just above zero.
So he's pretty pretty unique guy.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people talking
about...
But
would that hurt him or be an advantage? I feel like that would be a disadvantage.
I don't know. I think it might be an advantage for him.
Okay.
I think it might help him.
That wouldn't be a very large voting base to kind of start from.
True. But, you know, being unique...
Not that everybody votes for, you know, their race or their ethnicity, but still.
A smaller start.
Right. Now, 0% to be exact.
In honor of the inevitability of President The Rock, there actually have been quite a few celebrities who have run for office. Everybody seems to think that Donald Trump is kind of a unique thing, or even Ronald Reagan.
See, and I still don't necessarily think of Donald Trump as a celebrity. I thought of him as like a famous businessman, and I know he like did The Apprentice and
reality TV doesn't count to me.
Yeah, but to me, I don't think of him as like a Hollywood movie star like The Rock is.
Yeah,
or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and honestly, these guys are kind of
he was just famous for being rich.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the other celebrities who have run for office in the past, though, some of them have won, some of them have not. Clint Eastwood, of course, ran for mayor of Carmel County, California, in 1986, and he won with almost 73% of the vote.
Well, that's the other thing. Come on, Dwayne, if you want to start in politics, let's start at like the ground level. Maybe run for like city council or something.
He's the Rock.
No,
he's
let's
jumping
go
right
straight
to the
prez.
Absolutely. Of course, Al Franken from Saturday Night Live is actually a U.S. senator currently from Minnesota. He's been one since 2009. He actually was the guy who did Stuart Smalley. He's good enough and smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like him. Clay Aiken actually ran for a House seat in 2014, but
what?
He lost.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And he lost. Yeah, because he's Mr. Invisible.
Yeah. Great voice, but apparently that doesn't help you get votes for to be a legislator.
Someone just texted in, not to interrupt Brad, but they said, would have left a date at the table and stuck her with a ticket if she said she had backed Carter. So apparently
it's going back for a while.
Well,
now.
We've talked about those dating apps where it's like if you hate Trump, then, you know, you can, or you know, whatever your political views are, that's kind of how it matches you on.
What is it, Hater? I think is the dating
like
app. So you can match
like
up
that
on things that you hate. Mm-hmm. Howard Stern, actually, whenever Mario Cuomo and George Pataki were running against each other for mayor of New York in 1994, Stern joined the race. But he dropped out after he refused to release financial disclosures required by law. That's kind of ironic considering Trump right now and the taxes. Jesse the Body Ventura, of course, he was governor of Minnesota for a while. He ran as a third party candidate in 1999. And before that, he was mayor of Brooklyn Park. So he's done some stuff. Wyclef Jean, he filed paperwork to run for president of Haiti in 2010, but his bid was rejected. Because the law says you have to live there for 5 years before you can run. Apparently, Wyclef was born in Haiti, but he moved to the U.S. when he was 9. So I guess he did live there for more than 5 years technically, but I guess it was prior to running you had to do that. Jerry Springer.
Oh, wow.
Jerry.
He was actually a politician before he was a celebrity. He ran for Congress in 1970, but he lost. But then he served as mayor of Cincinnati from 1977 to 1978.
I mean, he's really good at resolving problems.
Yeah. So, if that's what you call that show.
I don't know if resolving is the right word.
Let them duke it out.
Yeah.
See what happens.
You are the father.
Shirley Temple. She retired from showbiz in 1950 at the age of 22.
She retired at the age of 22?
Yeah.
I guess when you're a child star, you can only do that. Yeah.
She started young. In 1967, she ran for Congress and lost, but she served as an ambassador to Ghana from 1974 to 1976 and ambassador to Czechoslovakia from 1989 to 1992. So there have been some celebrities in politics over the years, and actually there are a couple of hopefuls waiting in the wings. I don't know if you know this, but Shaquille O'Neal recently announced his intention to run for sheriff of, well, someplace in 2020. He hasn't picked where, but he is.
Does he have a law enforcement badge of some kind?
He played a cop in Grown Ups. Does that count?
I mean, I know he has a lot of credentials. Like, he's got this insane resume besides being, you know, stud basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I feel like to be a sheriff, you have to have some, you know, law enforcement experience.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time,
it's Shaq.
Yeah, it's Shaq. And I wouldn't mess with him if I was breaking. If I knew Shaq was the sheriff, I'd never break the law.
Maybe they need to put Shaq in Chicago.
That would help.
That would help.
There's an idea
for
you.
Because standing next to him, and I consider myself kind of tall.
You're a big guy, yeah.
You know, I'm such a tiny little person next to him. It's not even funny.
Oh, man.
Have you guys ever heard of Antonio Sabato Jr.?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure who he is either, but he's apparently a celebrity. And he's a hopeful waiting in the wings to run for the...
He used to do soap operas, didn't he?
Oh, is he a soap star?
Yes. He's an Italian-born American actor and model, born in Italy, but raised here. And General Hospital. And he also did some modeling for Calvin Klein.
Oh, all right. Well, he's apparently going to run for the U.S. House of Representatives next year.
Okay.
So that's pretty interesting. If you, we could end up having an entire... Legislative body of celebrities.
All Hollywood. Just give it over to them. Hand it over.
I am actually looking forward to President Dwayne The Rock Johnson, though, because, you know, even though that will move us one step closer to actually living through Idiocracy, the movie.
Yes, that would be.
By Mike Judge. I actually like it. I think he's a smart guy. He's done a lot of stuff, and he's. I think he might do a good job. Who knows?
Sure, Brad. Okay.
I'm looking forward to. You know what? I'm putting it down right now. He's got my vote if he runs.
All righty.
It's 7:23.
May is all about mom. Treat her extra special this month with a gift from Amish Furniture for Generations. Whether you're searching for new indoor or outdoor furniture or looking for a special gift, Amish Furniture for Generations is sure to have what you want. Their exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid woods with special attention to details and built to last generation after generation. Head to Amish Furniture for Generations today. Mom will love you for it. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
ASAP Equipment is your source for skid steer loader attachments. We just got our first two loads of attachments in and are ready to sell them. We buy skid steer attachment brands such as Bradco, Sweepster, FFC, Harley and Vernig in volume so we can compete with the online retailers, but we offer the local service and support you deserve. Come by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff south of the racetrack or call your local attachment experts today. ASAP Equipment. 979-353-0911, or visit us at asapequip.com.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
725 News Talk 1620, WTAW, or the Infomaniacs, broadcasting from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning New Holland and Kubota dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy today with a high near 86. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And tomorrow, we're looking at a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 82. Hopefully, that means good things for the weekend. And it's 73 right now.
Janet Napolitano, big sis. She's a ranking member of the Democrat Party establishment. Anita Hill's lawyer, Bill Clinton's U.S. attorney in Arizona, Obama's Homeland Security Secretary. Now she runs the massive University of California system. The university recently had a state audit. California issued a scathing report accusing Napolitano of hiding $175 million in a secret slush fund. She is also accused of padding the salaries and benefits of her staff, her little helpers. Big Sis's office repeatedly overestimated costs and then spent less. They squirreled away the difference. Worse, this slush fund was partly financed on the backs of the students. While Napolitano and her helpers were stashing away the money, the university was raising student fees because the system was supposedly broke. Her team also turned away thousands of California high school students so they could enroll out-of-towners at higher tuition rates. This fish stinks from the head down. So what's the official response to the audit? Well, the Board of Regents says the findings have not diminished their confidence in Napolitano's leadership. And icing on the cake, California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra just announced that he won't even bother to investigate the matter. But Becerra wants everybody to know this decision has nothing to do with politics. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing out of the ordinary. This is how Democrats skim do business.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, did you know the toughest utility vehicles on Earth are also the most comfortable? Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles offer 25% more legroom and seating while comfortably seating up to six passengers. Now, of course, every Mahindra XTV is built right here in the USA and is backed by the industry's best three-year powertrain warranty, and that's six times longer than the other guys. The Mahindra Flex Hauler even features a standard electric dump bed with three sides that fold flat for easy loading and unloading. And for a limited time, Mahindra's 750S Flex Hauler is just $139 a month plus $500 off Mahindra's XTV accessories. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Get your work done, America, in comfort.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 729. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been 3.5 years since the College Station City Council sold the land where Chimney Hill Shopping Center stood at University and Tarot. Mayor Carl Mooney was asked on our show about an item on tonight's council agenda about possible economic development incentives for the property.
Right now, we're taking a look at the changes and development. There's a few pieces that are still need to be worked out, but I think we're going to start to see some dirt being moved around there probably in the fall.
Mooney says the initial redevelopment plan was for a boutique hotel, and that fell through.
Just within almost a stone's throw of that site, you've got a new Embassy Suites that's currently under construction. You've got the Calvary Court that has already opened in the Century Square area. And right immediately next to Calvary Court, you've got the George, which is about to open.
It's been 9 years since the council wanted to develop the land into a convention center. 5 years after that decision, a different council chose to sell the property. Over the next 2 months, the city of College Station is replacing nearly 5,000 residential water meters to better monitor water usage, plan for future water needs, and support water conservation. This week is Drinking Water Week, and College Station's Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nations says its purpose is to help people better understand tap water and drinking water utilities. Nations on our show says their goal is to stay at or below 140 gallons per person per day for a 12-month average.
Will vary anywhere from like 135 gallons per person per day, which I think is what we're at right now, on up to in the summertime when we're using a lot more water, we'll get up to like 160, 170 gallons per person per day.
Nation says the number one way to conserve water is to leave your sprinkler system off unless the landscape actually needs it. More information on the new water meters is online at blog.cstx.gov. A Bryan man who admitted this week to his involvement in a fatal drunk driving crash nearly 3 years ago has been sentenced to 10 years in prison.
According to online jail records, 24-year-old Eric Sanchez Zepeda is also being held for federal immigration officials. Zepeda entered an agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office where he pleaded guilty to manslaughter and the death of a passenger in his car, Herman Rodarte. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Zepeda's blood alcohol level is almost three times the legal limit at .229. Another passenger in Zepeda's car, 25-year-old Anna Zaniga of Bryan, is also charged with manslaughter. She's accused of reckless conduct by consuming alcohol, then sitting in Zepeda's lap and steering the car, which went off Sandy Point Road and went through a steel pipe fence. According to online court records, Zaniga is scheduled for a jury trial later this month. Another plea agreement with the DA's office sends a Bryan man to prison for 8 years for evading arrest in a vehicle. 24-year-old Cornell Bailey was arrested in August 2015 for fleeing from a Bryan policeman and possession of a controlled substance. According to the Department of Public Safety, Bailey was one of 11 men who were arrested a year and a half ago following an undercover investigation of a gang involved in the distribution of crack cocaine, theft, robbery, and murder. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two residential neighborhoods in Bryan have been the scene of shootings in the last 15 hours. An argument that began on Monday led to gunfire yesterday afternoon. One man was treated at a local hospital and released after he was shot in an apartment on Midwest Drive, which is located between Broadmoor and Tanglewood. This follows shots fired Tuesday night around 11 during an attempted robbery at a home on West 16th between Sims and MLK and south of Highway 21. Two people were taken to the hospital. A 27-year-old man is hospitalized in critical but stable condition. A 24-year-old woman was treated for minor injuries. Reaction continues from Washington on President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's been asked how this figures into the president's relationship with Russia.
I want to assure our constituents and our listeners that those are ongoing, both in the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. So nothing's changed there.
Flores, speaking on our show, said the way Trump went about dismissing Comey was clumsy. Ryan Dolliver of College Station, like most two-year-old boys, loves to laugh, play, and be mischievous. Ryan does all of these things without realizing he is living with a condition that could kill him without warning. 6 months ago, he was diagnosed with vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a life-threatening connective tissue disorder that affects all tissues, arteries, and internal organs, making them extremely fragile. Kyle Dolliver, Ryan's dad, says with the diagnosis came several questions and very few answers. So he and his wife started Ryan's Challenge, an organization to spread awareness and raise money for research to find a cure.
50% of the kids that die on the football field are running track, that are playing baseball. The reason that they have died is because of vascular Ehlers-Danlos or something that's closely related to it.
This Friday, wear red to promote awareness for VEDS and use the hashtag #WearRed4VEDS. That's VEDS. You can learn more about Ryan and Ryan's Challenge at ryanschallenge.org. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank. Local bankers.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility, comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
7:38 on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs of the WC Tracker Studio, your local award-winning New Holland and Kubota dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide's on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road, Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Could have some showers and thunderstorms in our future. We've got low pressure off to the north. It's going to push a cold front across the state today, and that could kick off a round of showers and thunderstorms for us. Temperatures near 85 later today. There's a chance of showers into tonight, but they'll end. Lows will be 65 to 70. Turning partly sunny and breezy tomorrow, somewhere between 80 and 85. Sunshine and warm Saturday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, and of course, the phones actually blew up after we were talking about the celebrities who were running for office, mm-hmm. and some of the ones who have actually run for office and either failed or attempted to and actually gotten the office. So That would be something interesting if anybody, someone called in and actually said, with all the celebrities in office, there's no telling whether or not it's a tragedy or a comedy.
And we had someone text in who said Shaq does have training for law enforcement. They actually sent me an article, I think somewhere in Florida, Miami maybe. He actually like went through training.
Wow.
And, yeah. And also, this is an interesting note. Someone else texted in. Sheriff in Texas, at least, is an elected position. You do not have to have law enforcement credentials.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
anyway, but Shaq, he does everything, man.
Yeah.
I'd like everything.
To see Shaq as a sheriff. That would be very interesting.
I would vote for Shaq for sheriff before I voted for The Rock for city council. Just going to put that out
there. Even just for city council?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, I would vote for The Rock
just
for president.
Before.
Oh, boy. Sheriff Shaq. I wouldn't mind seeing that. That would be interesting.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, right? Okay, so we've talked about the new Oreo flavors that have been coming out here and, you know, the $500,000 contest for naming the new Oreo flavor. Well, Pepsi's getting in on the market. They're making a new hot cinnamon-flavored soda.
Oh, God, that just screams Fireball.
Yep.
I know that's where everyone's mind just
yes.
went.
That's actually, you know, in taking a look at the prep here, it actually says, like, I guess, kind of like if you drop the shot of Fireball whiskey into a glass of Pepsi. So that is definitely an interesting correlation and one that I don't think you're off base for making. It's a new version of Pepsi. It's called Pepsi Fire that should be coming to stores by the end of the year. And it is hot cinnamon flavored Pepsi.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
All of the no.
Absolutely not.
We've got everything figured out. So
I can barely chew cinnamon gum sometimes.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty bad. We're going to be talking to Texas House Representative Kyle Cassell coming up later on in the next hour, in about an hour. So that should be interesting. Interesting enough. So a trucker in Ohio was pulled over after hearing a strange thud. And was shocked at what he found when he pulled over. Russ Street says he discovered an airplane landing gear stuck to the top of his truck's trailer. Turns out a small plane was making its final approach when it clipped the big rig. The pilot ended up landing the plane on its belly at a nearby Fremont airport. Nobody was injured. As you might expect, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is investigating.
Ooh, close call.
Yeah, that's definitely something that seems a little scary. Okay, if you're in the market for a new home and you just so happen to love clowns, because who doesn't, right?
Right? A lot of people, actually, Brad, don't love clowns.
That's I hear you on that.
I don't not like clowns, but go on.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have just the house for you. Mm. It's a 748 square foot, they say, quote-unquote, charming brick bungalow. It's for sale in Brantford, Ontario, Canada. It features wall-to-wall clown memorabilia. Realtor Kyle Jansink says, "We are not clowning around."
Good one.
Wish I had the joke drum up right there. Jansink admits that the hundreds of clown photos, dolls, and statues in the bungalow drove away potential buyers at first. Imagine that. But the real estate listing has now gone viral worldwide, and he said he's had, quote, multiple offers lined up. The asking price is just below $240,000.
For how many square feet?
For 748 square feet. That's tiny for $240,000.
Yeah.
But it's covered in clown photos. Who wouldn't want it?
Oh, I wouldn't either.
Jansink expects it to
even
sell.
Even for like $20.
He expects it to sell for much more thanks to the decor.
Thanks to the decor, really. Okay.
Good luck, buddy. Well, if clowns aren't your thing, of course, most girls dream of living in Cinderella's castle, right?
Of course.
But just one lucky couple is actually going to be able to spend the night in her hotel suite. Insider.com reports there's a secret room at Disney World's Magic Kingdom that features an antique suite, antique fireplace, jacuzzi tub, two beds, and of course, a clock that's stuck at 11:59. You can't purchase the honeymoon at the Royal Spot, but you can win your way along with airfare, park tickets, and more. So just Google that, and you'll be able to figure out how you can enter to win a stay at Cinderella's
you
castle.
You said it's for a couple. Do I have to be a couple to go?
I don't think you have to.
Can I bring my dog?
Yeah, you know, I think that counts.
Okay.
I don't know. Actually, you know, don't quote me on that. I don't know if they accept animals, but hey, why not? Say that it's a part of the couple, and maybe you'll be okay.
Perfect.
So also, if you dream about escaping the hustle and bustle of modern life, I got some great news for you. A small town in Europe is looking for you. The London Guardian reports that in Bormita, Italy, they may be offering folks a cool $2,186 to relocate to the city. Mayor Daniel Galagno came up with a plan to keep his village afloat. And it's certainly a budget-friendly option. Rent for a small home costs just $55 a month. A bigger pad is going to set you back about $131, which is still pretty cheap if you think about it.
Yeah.
But be warned, this is country living at its finest. Bormita is located 50 miles outside the closest city of Genoa.
Okay.
And it features four restaurants, a bed and breakfast, and the local post office is open just 3 days per week.
Oh, man.
Despite all this, local resident Udon Giuseppe promises life is simple and natural, with forests, goats, church, good food, and no stress.
No stress.
So if you want to go live in Bormita, Italy, you can do that. They're going to offer you $2,186 to relocate, and you can get a place, even a big place, for just $131 a month. So that's pretty interesting there. If that's right up your alley, then that's what you got for you. Coming up, like I said, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to House Representative Kyle Cassell. Right now, it's 7:45. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Last summer, my family and I got the shock of our lives. Literally. It happened the morning after we got home from a 2-week camping trip to Utah. I was out running errands when my son called. He said, "We just had a crazy thunderstorm roll through. I think our property has some damage." He was right. The first thing I noticed when I got home was that a riser for the camper had been blown to bits. There was debris everywhere for about 30 feet. Then I saw my brand new tire that I had just bought a few days before. It was flat. When I got into my truck, it wouldn't turn over. No click, nothing. I had a remote diagnostic run for me, and the response was, "We're showing major malfunctions on every system in your truck. Your drivetrain, engine, transmission, four-wheel drive. It even says your hood latch is undone." Well, as it turns out, we had been hit by lightning. It blew out the tire, traveled through the electrical system, and fried my truck's onboard computer. My driveway now has a blackened hole the size of a grapefruit in it, and the repairs for my truck left a blackened hole in my wallet. To top it all off, the mechanic told me, "Your truck will never be the same." That's how life goes, doesn't it? Nothing stays the same, but learning to let go is the key to lasting peace. Grip things in a fist, and life will pry open your fingers. Hold things with an open hand, and you'll breathe a lot easier when it's time to let go. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 6363. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6363. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 6363.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, last time we talked about the market and how it's kind of segmented. What exactly does that mean as far as opportunities go for buyers and sellers?
That's a great question. So, you know, what I would see as the biggest opportunity right now is homeowners that are in that, you know, low 200,000 range and below that are looking to move up into the 300,000 to 400,000 range. Definitely a difference in the market there, because homes that are in that 200 or below range are going very, very quickly. At least homes that are in great condition, marketed well, all those little caveats that we talk about all the time. But it's really for somebody who's looking to move up from, again, that price range to the 300,000 to 400,000 price range, where it's my opinion that we're a little overbuilt right now. There are definitely opportunities, because you can sell high in your price range and maybe find a great opportunity in another price range. And you can't always see that within the same market.
Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates are the people who know the market. They will help you maximize your opportunities out there. Check them out online. ZARealestate.com is where you do it.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with the Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit take5oilchange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Jason Cornelius with your sports update on WTAW 1620. The 4th-seeded Texas A&M softball team will take on 5th-seeded Alabama at the SEC tournament this morning at Sherry Parker Lee Stadium. Texas A&M enters the SEC tournament with an overall record of 42-9 and is 16-7 in the SEC. Riley Sartan leads the team with a .364 average and 41 RBI, while Torrey Vidalis paces the Aggies with 14 home runs and is second on the team with 40 RBI. The Aggies have a 1.85 ERA led by Trinity Harrington, who is 13-2 on the season with a 1.60 ERA, and Samantha Show, who is 17-6 with a 1.89 ERA. First pitch is at 11 a.m. and can be heard on our sister station, Willie 1550, with Zach Taylor and Tim Schnettler on the call. The Aggie men's and women's track team begin postseason competition as they travel to the SEC Championships held at Crager Track on the South Carolina campus. Texas A&M enters the conference meet with both men's and women's teams ranked number one in the latest national team computer rankings. While the Aggie men and women have been ranked number one for 3 consecutive weeks, 12 SEC men's teams and 11 SEC women's teams are ranked in the top 25 going into the conference championship weekend. In individual events, the Aggies are looking for a big meet from javelin thrower Ioannis Krizassis, who is a 2-time SEC champion, and London Victor, who is the defending SEC champion in the decathlon. This will also be the first time the Aggie 4x400 team faces off against the Florida Gators since the dramatic finish and victory in the NCAA indoor championships. The Aggie baseball team is preparing to return to the diamond in a tight SEC race, where 7 teams are separated by just 1 game atop the SEC standings. The number 17 Aggies host the 13th-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs in the league's premier series for the weekend. This weekend's series will be the only one to feature 2 of the 7 teams in this tight race. Mississippi State shares the league with Auburn and Kentucky at 14-7, while the Aggies are 1 game back in the standings tied with Arkansas, Florida, and LSU at 13-8. The squads face off at 6:30 on Thursday and Friday and 1 p.m. on Saturday. All 3 games can be heard live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 AM and the Zone 1027 FM, with Dave South on the call. Carlos Correa comes up big for the Houston Astros, going 2-for-3 with 2 doubles and driving in 2 runs as the Houston Astros beat the Atlanta Braves 4-2 yesterday down at Minute Maid Park. Freddie Freeman and Adonis Garcia hit solo homers to give Atlanta a 2-1 lead in the 4th, but it just wasn't enough as Correa's 2-out double in the 5th gave the Houston Astros the lead for good. Houston, who at 23-11 is off to their best 34-game start in franchise history, swept the 2-game interleague matchup and the first series victory over the Braves since winning 2 of 3 from them in May of 1999. Joe Musgrove allowed 2 runs and 4 hits in 6 innings, and Ken Giles pitched a perfect 9th for his 9th save and 10 chances. In NBA action, the Boston Celtics defeated the Washington Wizards 123-101 to take a 3-2 series lead in the Eastern Conference semifinal matchup.
Isaiah Thomas had 18 points, and former Longhorn Avery Bradley led all scorers with 29 points. For the Wizards, John Wall led the team with 21 points. Game 6 picks back up Friday night in D.C. as the Wizards attempt to fend off elimination. The winner of that series faces the Cleveland Cavaliers, who swept the Toronto Raptors 4-0. The San Antonio Spurs and the Houston Rockets will continue their Western Conference semifinal matchup as Game 5 will take place back in Houston tonight at the Toyota Center. Spurs forward Kawhi Leonard, who missed much of the fourth quarter and all of overtime in the Spurs' Game 4 110-107 victory Tuesday night, has said that his lingering knee and ankle injuries will not keep him from tonight's pivotal matchup. Leonard, who is averaging 27 points in the playoffs, is looking to eliminate the Rockets after taking a 3-2 series lead, while the Rockets' point guard and MVP candidate James Harden looks just to help his team stave off elimination. The winner of the series faces defending Western Conference champion Golden State Warriors, who finished off their series with the Utah Jazz 4-0. And that's been your sports update. Sports is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Bryan in College Station. I'm Jason Cornelius on News Talk Radio 1620 WTAW.
Bluebell ice cream is a spoonful of smiles, a bowl full of celebration, and two scoops of down-home optimism. It's a birthday party's grand finale, a first date's icebreaker, and a second trimester's persistent craving. Bluebell is a soft landing from a hard day, a team celebrating a win or erasing a loss. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country.
When the right side of your brain throws a fit for chocolate, but the left side reasons for plain vanilla, satisfy your split personality with the Great Divide. Delicious Dutch chocolate ice cream on one side and original homemade vanilla on the other.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Dang, Jake, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just had my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Rat Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off. Forgot to gas up again?
Maybe. But at least I didn't forget Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
It's definitely a company worth remembering.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till, and taking a quick look at your weather, which of course is brought to you by United Roofing Pros. United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go online to unitedroofingpros.com. And taking a look at that weather forecast, it's going to be a little wet. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Tonight, there's going to be a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy and then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 82. So hopefully...
I'm Jason Cornelius on the Zone.
Hopefully the weekend's not going to be too bad, so we have that to hopefully possibly look forward to. So coming up a little bit later, I'm going to talk to House of Representatives member Kyle Cassell. And right now, though, a graduating senior doesn't want to give back her cheerleading uniform, so she tells the cops that it was stolen.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be pretty hard to let go of your high school glory days. Well, an 18-year-old named Gina Nicole Torrijos from El Paso is graduating next month.
Maybe.
Since she's moving on, she had to return her cheerleading uniforms, but back on the 15th of last month, Gina called the cops to report someone had broken into her house and stolen her uniforms.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
Yeah.
And, like, what are you going to do with them?
I don't know.
In college?
Yeah, right?
I mean, I get wanting to keep a uniform as like a keepsake. There have been some uniforms. And I mean, I may have taken a Bryan High softball like practice t-shirt that I should have returned back in the day. Hope no one's listening. But an actual uniform and then to make a police report?
And what's worth is in her police report, she said they didn't take anything else, just her cheerleading uniforms. Yeah, I'm sure that's probably...
Who breaks in to steal your cheerleading uniforms?
Well, cops investigated, of course.
At least throw in a TV or a cell phone
right?
or something.
Something of some sort of value. The cops investigated. A few days later, they figured out what happened. Gina really didn't want to say goodbye to her cheerleading uniforms and give them back, so she hid them and made up the burglary. She was arrested for making a false report, because of course she was. And she could be looking at up to 6 months in jail and a $2,000 fine.
Wow.
So if you're thinking about doing something like that, I would probably suggest against that. Not a good idea. Oh, wow. Still no winner in last night's Powerball. If you're interested in that.
So play.
So if you want to play, you could be the winner. I had it here somewhere, but I can't find it right now.
It's a lot of money.
It's
a whole lot of money.
More than I got right now.
Probably, because you're here with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, more than probably all three of us have combined, which is kind of sad if you think about it.
Oh,
we got more coming up, though, so stick around. First, news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan.